Hey everybody, it's Amos with the Wannabe Hunting Podcast, doing my first weekly hunting report, put out on Instagram, just to let me know if any of y'all were interested in doing that, and I got several people looking forward to hearing from, but just give you my quick update this week. I'm in Northeast Florida, and it was hot today. I had the thermocell cranking. It is a very necessary item this time of year for those of us in this area and probably all over, but had the thermocell going. Got out there early. Total spent about 8.5 hours in the stand. I'm sure there's a lot of people who spent, you know, way more hours in the stand or whatever, but that's a pretty good start for the season to get out there and be out there in the morning and afternoon. Had the opportunity today to do that, so I enjoyed being out there. Like I said, it was hot. Got in this morning, wasn't too bad while it was dark, but warmed up quick and got in, and I heard something right after first light over my right shoulder, and I figured it was probably one of those squirrels that sounds like a big buck, because as most of you know, squirrels sound more like a big buck than a big buck, but anyway, I think I turned a little quick and saw a doe running off, so that was, at least I saw a deer, but a few minutes later, I did see another deer walking across a field on an adjacent property, and then a good while later, I saw another deer on the adjacent property, another doe, kind of heading out from the tree line and cutting across their property. So that was about all the action I had really for the day, because in the afternoon I saw absolutely nothing. So that's how it goes. I know there's a, you know, it's always fun, you know, it's opening day here in Florida, Zone C where I'm at, and I think I saw some people talking about maybe opening up in Pennsylvania or somewhere. I think I saw guys in Wisconsin. So, you know, there's some, a lot of guys out there, and it's fun to see a lot of the pictures of the, you know, great bucks that they're killing, does that they're killing, and that's awesome. Happy for those guys. But there's a lot of us, you know, that put our time in and didn't see anything, saw a few deer but didn't get a shot opportunity, or wasn't the one we were looking for, whatever the case may be. So, you know, that's all right. That's why it's called hunting, not killing. And we'll hang in there. There's a lot of time left in the season, and it's going to be fun. But like I said, today it was a hot one. I was able to get out in the morning and afternoon. You know, I am always glad to see deer when I'm in the stand. Preferably not, you know, having them bust me and run off. But, you know, it's good to see some deer moving in the area where I'm set up. You know, gives you a little bit of confirmation there that, you know, at least the deer exist. They're out there and they're in the area. But, you know, I'd love to hear, you know, how everybody's day went, if you were able to hunt today. And I'm just going to throw this up pretty much with no editing and give y'all a little rundown of what we saw today. And looking forward to hearing from some other guys throughout the season that will kind of give a rundown of what they're seeing in their area, and you know, how they're doing with their either preparation or hunts this year. And it's gonna be cool to see where everybody's at in different areas of the country, and just different situations. I'm sure some guys will be able to run out and hunt a couple hours after work, and I'm sure, you know, some guys will, you know, report in from you know, a couple week recation, or, you know, all kind of stuff. So it's gonna be cool to see, you know, what's going on. But thanks so much for tuning in, and thanks for all the support. I appreciate everybody over on Instagram, just you know, staying involved with the page and everybody who's listened, and especially those who've left a review and a rating on iTunes. That's awesome. That helps a ton. I set up a page for those who might be interested, and I'm sure not everyone will, but for those who might be interested, I did set up a page on Buy Me a Coffee for those who might want to contribute financially. I know, again, that's not going to be everybody, but if you want to, you can check that out. It's in my link tree on Instagram, and I really appreciate just all the encouraging words. Just everybody staying involved, and especially to all the guests who've come on the podcast. Thank you so much. It's just been enjoyable to have the conversations. I feel like I've learned a lot already, so I really appreciate y'all. And hope everybody has a great hunting season. And I'm looking forward to see where it goes for me, but I'm looking forward to see where it goes for all of y'all. So hope everybody has a great night. Hope you have success hunting this year. And as always, honor God, work hard, and keep hunting.